Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
They're going to call it a goal. And the Blues just got toasted. And the NHL at this point in time has to be absolutely embarrassed by yet another officiating crew in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blues just fell victim to another horrific job by NHL officiating.
All right, I think it's safe to say that much of our listening audience is tired or crabby this morning, or both.
Did you hear me in there?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show.
Good morning, Debbie.
We also have Trish Gazelle, our KEZK midday host down the hall.
I'm really concerned about Brian Kelly this morning.
Well,
I mean, really.
See, Brian Kelly, our resident Uber Blues fan, we brought him in to sort of explain a few things to us, but he seems the least crabby of all of us.
I know. He still has a smile on his face. I was wondering if you had to go into therapy after
last
night.
Yeah, I did, actually. I had to throw a few things around the house. I got a lot of repairs to do when I get there, windows, walls, et cetera. No. Frustrating, mad, angry, all that, and many, many more feelings this morning.
Okay, so the question that a lot of people have who don't follow the intricacies of the NHL and are just used to, you know, watching football where everything's under review, why was this hand pass not reviewable?
Because it did not go into the net. Now, if you have every goal is reviewed, but it's reviewed as what puts the puck in the net, a kicking motion on a puck off a skate, or if he had taken his hand and actually pushed the puck into the net, then that is reviewable. But because they don't want to, they feel like they have to draw a line somewhere on what is and is not reviewable, this is not reviewable.
I think in a playoff case, everything should be reviewable, and I'm sure a lot of people are saying
that. Or during overtime.
Right.
There are, you know, but then the question is, and just take the other side of it, is what about a hooking penalty? Are you going to, every time there's a high stick, every time there's a hooking penalty, anytime there's a trip, anytime there's anything, are you going to review it? Now, I agree, though, in this case, when it results in a game-winning goal, I do think that there is definitely room for improvement.
For guys on the ice wearing the black and white stripes,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
did none of them see it?
Apparently not.
And that can happen, but it just doesn't seem too plausible.
But that's the real mystery, because when you watch it, the guy is on the ice and you can see his hand obviously sweep towards the puck, and then the puck goes the direction that his hand was sweeping.
Timo Meier?
Yeah.
And you can kind of see them kind of hanging back waiting for the call almost.
Yeah.
Just a slight second, and then they're like, okay, go.
How can eight eyes miss that?
Did he get the assist?
Yes.
So if they didn't see it, how did he get the assist? Or no, you're joking, right?
No, I'm not.
He got the assist, but they didn't see it.
The official scorer hands out the assist, the officials on the
All right,
ice.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those, and there's going to be a lot of talk about this today and through the
gonna
general
be.
Managers meetings and all that.
Oh, it is
and,
the talk of the sports world this morning.
And I saw one good option would be a fifth official in playoffs who's off the ice. And they do have an official off ice who is there in case one of the officials gets hurt. Well, maybe they can monitor things, and if there is a problem, they can buzz down and say, hey, you guys missed that.
Well, how many do you need? Geez, you'd think four would be enough.
You would think so.
But the Blues say they're moving on. They're not going
to
discuss it.
They have to, because there's nothing they can do about it. And this team, I believe this is going to spark this team to win this series. I think they're going to win it anyway.
Good.
But this team has shown all year long they've had their backs against the wall. It's all
right.
These cliches. But they have. And they've always responded. And Craig, I would love to have heard what Craig Berube said when he went in that dressing room last night.
Well,
you know,
he didn't have much to say to the media, for sure.
And none of them did.
No.
And I think he probably went in there and said, all right, guys, we lost the game. Let, you know, this blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank. But that is all we're saying about it. Forget it. Because if the players are thinking, oh, man, we got screwed, or, you know, well, then they can't get ready for the next game. And it's a sports thing. At midnight, when you win a game, you celebrate till midnight. And then it's done. And if you lose, you don't even wait till midnight. You just move on because you can do nothing about what just happened. All you can control is what happens next. And that goes for every shift. I learned that from Marty Schottenheimer when I covered the Kansas City Chiefs. And he used to say, you know, you commit a penalty or you miss a block on a play, it's over. You cannot fix it. And if you worry about it, you're going to miss a block or commit a penalty on the next play.
Well, it was an amazing game. Ugh, an amazing game up until that moment.
Amazing. Now I'm all fired up again.
Okay, good. All right.
It'll keep me awake for another 4 hours.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in with that.
Thanks for having me.
I think that's what the question many people had. Why didn't you review it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the big story this morning. And the other big story was what the Missouri Senate was doing overnight instead of following the hockey game. We'll get to that in round two of OT. KMOX News Time is 8:38.
Get ready for the Cards and Braves tonight. Ameren Total Access 525. First pitch 620. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
All right, start me up. Mick Jagger apparently releasing a video of him dancing. He's 75 years old. He just had some heart surgery.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
I know.
I mean, dancing like he didn't miss a beat.
I can't even move that fast. He's 75, just had heart surgery. So, good for you, Mick Jagger. Who knew? Who knew he'd still be doing that
at 75?
Well, you know what, folks? When I was in college, he was 40. And everyone
Are you serious?
Yeah, and everyone was saying at the time, can you believe it? He's 40. He's going to be 95, and we're still going to be packing stadiums to
I
watch
Mick
Jagger.
He is. He is. All right, well, Alabama getting all the headlines as their governor signs into law what's called the most restrictive abortion law in the country. Missouri's Senate says, hold my beer. And they were up until, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning. And this measure isn't really a fetal heartbeat bill like the other states have been passing. This is just an all-out ban on abortions after 8 weeks, no exception for rape or incest. It has to go to the House before it can move on to Governor Parson, who has already indicated that he supports it. We had Senator Bob Onder this morning, who says that this is a bill meant to make it to the Supreme Court. So the question is, do you think the Supreme Court will step into the debate? Obviously, they will. They'll have to do one of these bills. They have plenty to choose from, Charlie. What's your feeling on all of these?
Yeah, Onder was on our show yesterday as well, and so was Bill Eigel. And they weren't the least bit shy about admitting that that's the whole purpose of this legislation, to try and trigger some sort of lawsuit that'll go to Washington, D.C. for the Supreme Court. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen? I can't predict that. I'm not an expert on either abortion or Supreme Court law regarding it. But it's the reason they stopped that filibuster, as we discussed yesterday at this time. So it's really important to Republicans around the country to get this in front of the justices, who are now more conservative. And they think that they're going to really change or maybe even overturn Roe versus Wade.
Trish?
I've been trying to think this morning of how to even respond to this without, you know, just being obnoxious about it. Elections have consequences. And it's funny to me that in all of the interviews I've heard or people speaking out or giving a soundbite, it's all men, which I find just very fascinating. Most of them, you know, and I haven't been watching the news 24/7, but every bit I've heard is from a man telling me, a woman, what I can and cannot do with my body.
None of this does have to do with the men who impregnate the woman,
right,
or what their responsibilities might be afterwards, though. But I'm sure those are coming. So we will see, I guess. I know. What else?
Elections have consequences. If you don't like it, you know, you got to get out there and vote.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if we have any happy topics here. how about Enterprise Center funding? Enterprise Center, by the way, if you've been to a game there lately, it looks fantastic. They've done a great job overhauling it. Enterprise Center could receive $70 million of state subsidies over two decades to help pay for renovations. Legislation, given final approval by Missouri lawmakers, authorizes state funding for the arena starting in 2022. It also renews $3 million of annual subsidies for the stadiums used by the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals to continue for an additional 10 years. Now, these kind of state subsidies are not always a slam dunk, Trish. Some people find that they're corporate welfare. Do you think the state should be kicking in for this?
I mean, it's, you know, when you have a facility like that, you can draw obviously more big, besides the Blues, you can draw more big names for concerts. So it brings revenue into the city. I'm just going to be wishy-washy on this one.
Charlie?
No, I love the Blues, love the management, everybody over there, Enterprise Center. I really don't think it's a priority of the state. And there's so many different ways we could spend state money. One area is, I was talking to a guy the other day who was talking about the workers who are hired by the state to take on developmentally disabled youth and adults. And these are real tough cases because you've got an individual who, you know, who's fighting all the time and won't behave, isn't coherent, and we pay these people $9.65 an hour from the state, and I'm thinking that's cuckoo, and you're not going to get anybody to do that job and at that wage. So if you're going to say, where else would you spend the money, Brennan? Well, I would start right there.
All right, well, we have one more quick one here. There is a law, and Trace, you used to live in Illinois. I used to live in Illinois. I don't know when this passed, but there's a law called Scott's Law, and apparently not a lot of people know about it. And it requires drivers to move over if they see responders with flashing lights up ahead. Now, that's not something you should just do in Illinois, but you should always pull over when you see flashing lights. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White's office launching a public education campaign to get more people to move over. Reminders will be included in driver's license and vehicle registration notices, and a question on the law will be added to the written driving test. They did give out hundreds of tickets in kind of an enforcement thing over the last couple of weeks. Charlie, are you surprised that people need to be reminded to pull over when they see emergency vehicles?
I was thinking about this issue because we might talk about it tonight at Donnybrook, 7 o'clock, Channel 9. And when I was on 14th Street this morning, a first responder, an ambulance came through and everybody pulled over, so I was happy about that. The thing about this law, though, Debbie, is that first offense could be 3 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little bit strong. Second offense is like five, and they go on from that. Can you imagine you are listening to Total Information AM with the volume up, and you just don't hear the siren, you don't pull over, and next thing you know, you're at the Gray Bar Motel getting three squares and chopping rocks?
What'd you do? I murdered three people. What'd you do? I didn't pull over for an emergency vehicle.
I mean, it is serious because first responders have died, you know, because they have to get through traffic, and sometimes the traffic doesn't pull over. Car accidents result. So it is serious. I'm not trying to minimize that. But 3 years for a first offense, that's the legislation.
Yeah, Trish,
I'd be in favor of a ticket, but then it comes into question, like, how far do they have to be ahead, you know, for you to pull over? And like you said, you got the radio up. Obviously, pull over, dummies. If you see lights, pull over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were listening to KZK and Trish.
Right.
I do think that's a big part of it now. First of all, there are a lot of rude people out on the road, but also we have these cars when you close the windows and you have your great stereo system going, you don't always hear it until you go, and then you're going to jail. Charlie Brennan has more information for us. We'll have round three of OT coming up. It's 8:50.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
It's 8:53. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Trish Gazelle of KEZK 102.5, our friends down the hall, and Charlie Brennan of the Charlie Brennan Show. All right, this is an interesting one. Microsoft will soon preview a version of Word that will use artificial intelligence to make your writing not just grammatically, but apparently politically correct. Microsoft calls it Ideas in Words, which refers to a series of AI-driven features that help you format your document and write better. For instance, Word will decode acronyms for you and tell you how long it'll take to read a given document, but it'll also underline words or phrases that sound insensitive and suggest corrections. For an example I'm given here, we need to get some fresh blood in here. The AI will likely underline fresh blood and suggest new employees instead. Trish, you're giggling. What do you?
Well, we're just getting lazier and lazier, aren't we? But I'm all for this. Have you? I text so much and use emojis that when I write a handwritten note, I'm like bummed at the end of it that I can't put an emoji on it.
Or my hand hurts because I'm so unused to writing.
So
a lot
I write now in so much text verbiage that I probably need a little help. So if this thing wants to make my sentence grammatically correct, I'm all for it. I mean, it gives you the option of changing it, right?
What about changing if you accidentally said something insensitive? Would you want to know? Would you want the AI to underline it for you?
I don't know. Maybe. It's kind of like spell check. It's like phrase check.
Yeah. Charlie?
Well, you know, think about it. First of all, am I the only one here who found that fresh blood is not offensive?
I don't know.
Fresh meat, maybe.
That's the example I was given.
Fresh blood.
Maybe if you said something about, you know, you typed Orientals and it would underline it and say, preferred is Asians. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand that. That might be helpful for businesses because you might have a business owner who just, you know, is not up to speed on what the audience might be hearing. So that could be valuable. I bet you they hire humans to do that, you know, speech writers, et cetera. So there's nothing wrong with the technology, but at the end of the day, some guy in Silicon Valley, will be deciding what's good or bad for your company report. If you want that, fine, you can pay for it.
Yeah, I imagine you could turn that particular part
feature
of it off.
Yes, or it gives you the option of changing it. I don't know. It's very lazy, though.
And you do hear Orientals once in a while, which is not completely offensive, but Asian is preferred. Mm-hmm. You know, it's of all the things out there, there are worse things.
True. But if you know that it bothers somebody, and you decide to say it anyway.
You always hear that phrase, Orientals are rugs, Asians are people.
Very nice. All right, how about this one real quickly?
Charlie's like, no, I haven't heard that. Thanks.
I haven't heard that, but I mean, it's a great way to remember if you need to.
Well, Charlie and I both have Asian children. I don't know if I've ever referred to my daughter as Oriental.
No, I haven't either, but I've never heard anyone complain about that. It's appropriate to say Asian because Orient means east and east of what? So, okay, so it's inaccurate, but nobody's freaking out about Oriental.
No.
It's just not even used much anymore.
Right. Let's see. Do we have time?
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Oh. We have 30 seconds. Okay, real quickly, the Chesterfield outlets and South County Center are both transforming a bit and adding entertainment. South County Center is going to be doing bowling and karaoke because they're trying to revitalize shopping centers. Would that make you
Good.
Go to a mall?
Yeah, maybe with the family. I think they need to do something or else they have to close it down like Crestwood. So yeah, I mean, give it a shot.
If you don't have a mall, where are you going to buy your Asian rugs?
That's Oriental Rugs,
oh,
Charlie.
Oriental
and those
rugs.
Places are
confused.
Going out of business.
Yeah.
Going out of business sale, 70% off. It's 8:57. Thanks for stopping by, Trish.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.